You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So during the pandemic, we would not let Zoe, my stepdaughter, get a job. So she's been unemployed for the last year. Well, those days are coming to an end. We're all vaccinated up. She's a college student. I was like, get your butt out there. She had a second interview with this office, and it looks like she will be going full-time June 1st.
Good.
The fall semester starts, when she'll slip back into part-time, but...
It's all right. Go make that money.
Oh, man, Jeremy, you have no idea how excited I am for her to get her own...
Quit mooching off Dom.
Oh!
Stop suckling the teat of Dom.
It was the whole thing of making sure, you know, that she was dressed properly for this interview.
Oh, yeah.
And
sure, hip hat.
It's funny. I haven't interviewed for a job in 30 years, but I imagine things are quite different than the last time I did.
We have a funny clickbait today for trending with the most bizarre interview question ever. Oh. Did you see that story this morning?
I saw it. I didn't understand it either. Well, so when she got home, I asked her, I said, because it's a doctor's office. And I asked her, I go, how did it go? How was the doc? And she goes, he spent like the whole time not really asking me questions about myself, just mostly talking about himself.
Oh,
so
okay.
She sat there for like an hour, and she said 2/3 of it at least was him just kind of talking about himself.
That's funny. I thought you were going to say that he gave her an exam or something.
Anyway, so I guess that's how some interviews go. People just
Did he make her sit up on the table with that paper on it while he did the interview?
Not that kind of doctor.
Different doctor.
Different kind of doctor. Okay. But yeah, so I'm just glad to get her off the Dom dole, you know?
Good. That's good.
And employed again, thank goodness.
Yep, that's good, man.
What's going on in your world?
Well, first of all, I need to apologize to my wife for leaving the house such a mess this morning. It was just one of those mornings where you wake up late. I didn't shower last night, so I'm out of my routine. So I showered this morning and just running behind. The coffee maker wasn't working. I left the house, forgot my wallet, had to turn around. I know I left drawers open, the toothpaste out, stuff all over the kitchen, and my wife works her butt off, and I know she's going to have to pick it up this morning.
Mm.
So public apologies to Sweet Knick Knack.
Does that kind of stuff work?
I hope so.
Public apologies?
I hope so, buddy, because the house was a mess. My grape nuts were everywhere when I left.
I've seen grape nuts. What a weirdo.
I know.
I've seen people do the apologies for other things. Spouses and stuff. They'll apologize on social media. Yeah. And I wonder about that.
This is one up in the social, man.
Obviously, you've got 100,000 watts at your back here.
I screwed up this morning. I screwed up, okay?
That's cool. But when I see people using social media to apologize, I do wonder about that.
Nah.
Like,
I don't think that works.
Does that carry more weight for an apology?
Maybe.
If you broadcast it to the world?
No, because it just lets other people comment, like, yeah, no, you're a jackwagon, you know.
I just want everybody to know that my wife was trying to tell me something yesterday, and I was not a good listener.
Yep.
And I'm
and
I just
like, yeah,
want her
you're
to
right,
know,
Tom, you're not.
I'm sorry, and...
Well, I hope that's what I sound like right now.
I just want to tell Nicole.
I'm sorry. I
got grape nuts everywhere.
I think I left the dishwasher open.
And while we're at it, I should tell her that
I've been cheating on you.
No. I'm sorry about that. But she's really hot.
She's really hot. You do the same thing. And then
she's hot. She's smart. She's funny.
Speaking of old Nicky Nacky, she was texting me when I got here this morning because she was paying the bills. On top of everything, she was paying the bills. And she's going over the credit card statement, and she's like, did you buy this? Did you buy this? Was this from Amazon? What was this purchase from Amazon? What is this, this, and this? Mm-hmm. About 14 things from Amazon popped up on our credit card statement. And I'm like, honestly, I was like, none of these were for me. None of these are just purchases that we don't need. It was like furnace filters and water filters for the fridge. And
sure.
It was like everything we needed. But she's like, my God, we've got to stop buying things from Amazon. Mm. It's just so convenient. And you don't think about it until you get your credit card statement. You're like, good God. $1,000 on Amazon.
There used to be that thing where you could go onto Amazon, go into your account settings or whatever.
Oh, it's still
on
there.
And see your lifetime spend. Is it? Because last time I looked, I couldn't
find
where it was.
You got to poke around. There's like a secret code and a handshake and a, you know, something, a password. You can get into it.
And the last time I did that was probably 7, 8, 9 years ago. I can only imagine what the lifetime spend is now.
I don't even want to think about it. But look at this story that popped up this morning. This 4-year-old kid named Noah, he managed to get onto his parents' Amazon account, and he's a huge fan of SpongeBob SquarePants. So he went on there and ordered $2,618 worth of SpongeBob SquarePants popsicles off of Amazon and had them sent to his auntie's house. In case you're wondering, that is 51 cases of popsicles. 918 of them, non-refundable. So the mom was so freaked out, she set up one of those, what are those pages where people can donate money? What are those called? Like a fundraising page?
Yeah, Kickstarter,
like
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe, that's what I'm looking for. Ended up raising $3,600 to help cover the cost. So she got the cost covered and a little bit more.
How do you store that many popsicles? I'm not even sure how they're delivered.
51 cases? It's got to be like an Amazon Fresh thing where the guy pulls up, you know, within an hour and drops them all off.
I know, but can
still
they
be all melty?
Some sort of refrigeration device behind. I don't.
Sponge blob, more like it. Anyway, so lock up your Amazon accounts, parents. 4 years old.
Four.
Sly little kid.
Boy, they may not know a lot. They may not know their math. They may not know their geography.
They know popsicles, don't they?
And they know how to order online.
Kudos to this kid.